So 1 lakh to 2 lakh COVID-19 cases in India, the last 1 lakh to 2 lakh cases, have been in 11 days. That's how alarming the situation really is. We are going to decode the government's fumbling response. You cannot mince words with this. You have to be very, very clear that this is a fumbling response. The sort of things that we have heard from the central government and what action has followed post the criticism. So let's go through them one by one. Let's talk about the vaccine flip-flop, where vaccine Maitri became from a diplomatic coup to an almost diplomatic disaster. The center halted all vaccine export on the 24th of March. But was it too late? On the 24th of March, or by the 24th of March, India had used 52.1 million doses, but ended up exporting 64.5 million doses. The center took another 3 weeks to realize that there is a vaccine shortage. Till then, you had everyone in the government saying there is absolutely no shortage. Even now, they're saying there is absolutely no shortage. Let's explain this flip-flop. On the 9th of April, Rahul Gandhi questioned why foreign vaccines are not being allowed. At that moment, the center accused Rahul Gandhi of lobbying for foreign pharmacies. In an interview right here to NDTV, the Health Minister, Dr. Harshvardhan, told NDTV that we are assuring everyone on record there is no vaccine shortage. On the 7th of April, in fact, a day prior, the Serum Institute of India chief, Aadhar Poonawalla, told NDTV, vaccine doses are really stressed. We need funds. On the 13th of April, the center cleared foreign vaccines for use. So you can see that there has been a constant flip-flop. On one hand, you're saying that there is no shortage. And then on the other hand, you're giving emergency clearance to different vaccines. You're allowing foreign vaccines to use. Let's now talk about Covaxin also. Clearance to that was given in 1 month. Clearance to Sputnik V, meanwhile, was given in 2 months. Covaxin had applied on the 7th of December 2020 for emergency use authorization. On the 3rd of January, DGCI approved Covaxin's emergency use. 19th of February is when Sputnik V applied for emergency use. And on the 13th of April, this approval was given. But in the case of other vaccines, the other foreign vaccines, now you have a situation where the central government is saying we'll expedite it further, hopefully in 3 days. So what's the rationale behind these approvals? Why did we take so much time? Did we waste time? These are questions that the government will have to answer. So from Tika Utsav to political question that is going to be asked of politicians on what they are preaching and what they are practicing. Look at these pictures that are coming in from West Bengal. Absolutely tragic, the sort of pictures. Let's now quickly throw this open for a political discussion. PKD Nambiar is a political analyst, views lean towards the BJP. We've got Suparna Moitra, spokesperson of the TMC, Chandra Bose, senior leader of the BJP West Bengal, and we also have Priyanka Chaturvedi, MP of the Shiv Sena. Thank you very much, Ms. Chaturvedi. We'll begin with you first. You know, we've seen, and I've listed out a few, not all, because this is a whole list, a few of the places where we feel in our assessment, in our personal assessment, when we put pen to paper and facts in place, that the response has been fumbling. What is your assessment? Because I believe Maharashtra also kept saying we need more vaccines. Do you feel the center's response to this surge was a fumbling response?
Sanket, I can't hear you clearly, but I believe your question is with regards to Maharashtra and the central government's response and where Maharashtra government stands as of now. I'm assuming that is the question because yes. I can't hear you clearly. So as far as Maharashtra is concerned, I will continue to say that Maharashtra is a state which has tested the highest amount, not rapid antigen tests, which can go wrong. Over 85% of our tests have been RT-PCR, which are, I would say, the best way to know whether a person is COVID positive or no. Our entire strategy has been that of tracing, tracking and treating and ensuring that even if we are showing higher caseload, higher numbers, we are maintaining transparency of data. So that is part one. The part two was because the Prime Minister kept saying, jab tak dawai nahi, tab tak dhilai nahi. So we also, as soon as our vaccination campaign began, India launched the vaccination campaign, because it was a voluntary campaign, we motivated, encouraged people to go to the nearest vaccination centers, whether it was health worker, whether it was frontline workers, whether it was people above 60 years of age, 45 years of age with comorbidities, 245 years age. We have been promoting the vaccination so that we shield our population, 12 crore population, and we have led the vaccination drive in India. And we lead most of the states as far as vaccination is concerned. We never wanted it to be this state versus that, center versus state. Our prior chief minister has categorically said that whatever is coming from the center, support is coming, we will manage. If we do not get that the support that we are seeking, then we will try to figure out on our own, which we have been doing and cooperating with the center. But as soon as we said that, you know, there is a shortage of vaccine because our vaccination campaign is going truly beyond what we had thought it would go, and there could be a shortage, please hand over some vaccines to us. That is when the entire hell broke loose for the Bharatiya Janata Party, and the health minister went into a rampage mode, and he made it about politics, and he started sending out political statements, which I think were very unbecoming. If you are controlling the vaccine, if you are deciding how much will go abroad, how much will stay in India, then you might as well, when the state is approaching you for shortage, then you might as well address them without asking these questions.
Okay.
As far as vaccine wastage is concerned also, India has a 6.5% vaccine wastage. Maharashtra has half of that.
Sure. So you've made important points on vaccination. Priyanka, I'm going to come back to you. You've made important points on vaccination. And you've said that if the center is basically in charge of the vaccination in terms of giving each state their share, then they'll have to take their share of the blame as well. Raghav Chadda, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, is also with us. Raghav, before I come to you, Mr. Nambiar, I want to bring you in at this moment. Mr. Nambiar, you heard what Priyanka Chaturvedi is saying. I'm pretty sure Raghav Chadda is going to say the same thing as far as vaccination is concerned. Will you or will you not admit, given the action of the government eventually, and this is a good decision which has been taken, fast-tracking applications, also fast-tracking the use of oxygen. Right now, India is also ordering import of medical oxygen. Center has ordered emergency supply of oxygen and cylinders. But on all these fronts, Mr. Nambiar, the government's first response, the center's first response was, there is no shortage, everybody is playing politics.
Even today, Ankit, even today, the health ministry is saying and the prime minister is saying there is no shortage.
No, you can keep saying, but you know, when you see the reality, Mr. Nambiar, that is not the reality. Remdesivir also, you said there is no shortage, and then after that you ban exports and you are also increasing its production. For the vaccines also, the same thing has happened. For oxygen, the same thing. And then you say there is no shortage.
Ankit, in the morning, I believe it is today in the morning, in your channel, one of the topmost executive of a leading hospital in Delhi was saying their hospitals are having much more opportunity for the people to give the vaccination, but it has been underutilized by the public. So there is, see, one thing you will have to understand, any health facility, I would say that we are...
Mr. Nambiar, see, you're going to cite one example, then there will be those countless other examples where people are saying, we want to vaccinate our population, but you're not giving enough vaccines. See, the point is, you don't have to be a genius, Mr. Nambiar, to know that there is a vaccine shortage. In fact, there was one right from the very beginning, because we were manufacturing 2 million approximately and we were consuming about 4 odd million every day. There had to be a shortage. Why could this not have been seen earlier?
Well, Sanket, may I say a few words if you could allow me?
Absolutely,
I am an Indian citizen, and I am not 45 yet, but I also would like to go for a vaccination for myself, because I move out of the, I am a businessman, I have to move out. And every person today requires vaccination. That is the only solution. And there is no doubt. And there is no doubt about it. And I will be an idiot to say that vaccination is not required. But then you'll have to understand, any health or a pandemic situation is a dynamic situation. A few days before, this was not the case in Delhi. We were almost going to be a ground zero level. Today, we are in a different situation.
So I call this also a failure of planning, for you to not know that there will be a second wave. It's very clear. Priyanka Chaturvedi wants to come back. Yes.
I absolutely agree with you, Sanket. The health ministry forgot that there could be a second wave coming, and that's how pandemics work. That is how pandemics work. Our chief minister.
One by one, Mr. Nambiar, one moment. I'll come back to you, Ms. Chaturvedi.
All I'm saying is, and this is something I have also repeated often, that it was for the health ministry to decide that, to let people know, create awareness that in a pandemic, the second wave is usually worse than the first. The chief minister, our chief minister, continued to prepare us and tell us that don't let go of all the COVID appropriate norms that you are following. Unfortunately, there was a fatigue factor that set in. But here is the health ministry, which does not tell the ECI that there could be a second wave coming. We prepare these elections, election rallies, etc.
The wave continue to be there in Maharashtra.
You keep quiet.
So I think...
No, Mr. Nambiar, one moment.
No, Sanket, Maharashtra should be the state where should never be preaching anybody about COVID management. Maharashtra is the only state when it comes to COVID management.
You come as a political analyst and you are speaking like a BJP spokesperson. Might as well say you're a BJP person. And that you are, and you
no, in all fairness, he supports the BJP.
You will be able to understand.
So, come as a political analyst, and that's what I can read against him.
Maharashtra is the failed state.
Okay, my point, one moment. I have to take this discussion forward. Ms. Chaturvedi as well as Mr. Nambiar, I'm going to come back to you in just a moment.
Sanket, just one minute. Sure. You have to give me 30 seconds. I did not come here to make this a political debate. I think every leader out here, every politician out here is going to make this about India and not about my state versus his state, BJP versus non-BJP. It is a shame that people like Nambiar come on channels and make this political. We are talking about challenges, loopholes, problems that exist. And if you did not have the vaccine, you should not be lying. If you cannot control the second wave, you cannot be having these election rallies.
Sanket, may I please?
Yeah, one moment.
That is only my humble question.
I've got to move on at this moment. One moment. The idea, the point that we are trying to make here, Ms. Chaturvedi, Mr. Nambiar, I have to move forward now. Raghav Chadda, see, the point is, this analysis that has been done by NDTV Sukirti Dwivedi clearly lists out areas where the government knew that it requires support, the government knew it needs to act, and it did not, because eventually it did pretty much the same thing. It started by saying that there is no vaccine shortage, it ordered for more production, eventually. It started by saying that there is no shortage of oxygen, now you're ordering for more oxygen. The same thing with Remdesivir. The same thing with a number of things, beds. Mr. Raghav Chadda, do you feel that it would have served well had not just the central government, but all state governments also collectively thought to themselves that the virus has not gone anywhere. The second wave will come. We need to prepare.
So a few quick points, Sanket. First of all, as all of us know, that the Disaster Management Act is in force. And all COVID-19 related decisions, policy decisions, whether it's import, manufacturing of Remdesivir, whether it's import of hydrochloroquine, whether it's administration of inoculation of vaccines, all these decisions are taken by the union government and conveyed to each state for them to implement. The best the health ministers of every state can do and have done is write letters, make phone calls, seek personal audience with the honorable ministers of the union government. Now, of course, the union government should have been better prepared. We have a shortage. And Aam Aadmi Party, at the risk of patting my own back, I must say this, that Aam Aadmi Party was the first political party which highlighted the issue of vaccine shortage and how exports have taken place. Now, you have a situation where a country like the United States of America, Sanket, which has a population of 300 million, has already sourced 600 million vaccine doses, has locked up in its stock rooms, in its go-downs, and has made logistical arrangements to administer that to each and every citizen in the next few weeks of the United States of America. Not just this, they have procured 600 million from Pfizer and Moderna. They have placed orders to procure 200 more doses of vaccines by entering into future contracts with Johnson & Johnson. So you have a model set by the United States, which is which has procured enough number of vaccines, but and not just that.
That may not United be the best States model to emulate also, Raghav.
May I just exactly. finish? No, I'm vaccine coming to holding. That. I'll come to what the best model. Look, every government, Sanket, needs to first get it to its own citizens. It's not the people of Nigeria, Uganda, and Kenya that voted for Prime Minister Modi. It's the people of India. He must cater to them first. And I think Joe Biden, what he's doing for his countrymen is right from their standpoint.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, United States of America, on the other hand, has put restrictions on not just export of vaccines, but even on the export of raw material used to manufacture vaccines. And here we are in India. Forget raw material. We are manufacturing world-class vaccines and exporting it across the country. 64.5 million vaccines have been exported to 84 countries. Next few weeks, Government of India will export 45 million vaccines to Pakistan. This is the reality. Now, if 6.5 crore vaccines that have been exported were not exported...
For the moment, the government says that they've banned exports.
Please understand, Sanket, if 6.5 crore vaccines that were exported were not exported and administered to Delhiites, the entire population of Delhi would have been easily, comfortably vaccinated,
why just
even
Delhi?
Accounting
why
for vaccine
Delhi?
Shortage
all over the country
and situation. Of course, I'm just giving you an example.
Sure,
by way of an
sure.
Example,
okay. Let me. Two of our panelists have not
now,
spoken. Yeah, I'm going to come back to you. Raghav, give me a moment. Two panelists have not spoken.
Conclude?
I'll come
give
back
me,
to you. Shuparna Moitra as well as Chandra Bose. I want to come to you and bring in the West Bengal problem. Right. On one part, you've got the Prime Minister and all senior leaders. Mr. Bose, will begin with you. You've got senior leaders of the BJP, Prime Minister, Home Minister. Everybody talks about social distancing, about wearing masks, about being careful. And then you see pictures from West Bengal. It seems as if West Bengal is not on this planet. It is on some planet which is COVID-free. Right? No masks, no social distancing. And one really wonders where the Election Commission is. Mr. Bose, do you feel that politicians from both the TMC as well as the BJP have failed to practice what they preach? And this is also a failing.
Sanket, if there is a political will, there is always a way. First of all, the NDA government under the leadership of Narendra Modi ji is committed to fight COVID and defeat COVID. But this is not
How?
A political issue. This is a health issue. Let me finish. This is a health issue. And I would expect, and the people of India would expect, that all political parties must be on the same page, collectively fight this COVID virus. Now, coming to the West Bengal scenario, it is in an election mode. You see, unfortunately, the priority in Bengal and in the other states where election is being held, we have given less priority to COVID. I think we must all admit this. And the Election Commission, although has put forward the COVID norms which are to be practiced.
But Mr. Bose, I hope you realize you're also commenting on your own party. For instance, I don't see Mr. Amit Shah wearing a mask.
Well, Mr. Amit Shah will answer why he's not wearing a mask. But I would say that I think we have failed as a nation, we have failed as a political party to adhere to the election, the COVID.
I think that's a big admission.
Which have been put forward.
That's a huge admission by Mr. Chandra Bose. And I think that's honest of you to say that collectively we have failed as the political fraternity, and also his commentary that we have failed as a political party. I guess this is an honest admission and things must begin from there. Mr. Moitra,
yes,
would you...
But then we need to take corrective measures now. It is not too late. We can take corrective measures if we are not
Well, let's hope your party's leaders are listening.
How
Similarly,
can we allow
Mr. Moitra,
a gathering
Mr. Moitra... Will your leadership also listen? I've attended many TMC rallies in Bengal. I'm telling you, social distancing is a myth. Mask seems to be a scarce commodity.
Mr. Upadhyay, good evening. Now, this discussion is not about politics. This discussion is about the lives of people. So, health first, politics second. And I would only say that our party chief and the chief minister of Bengal had written a letter to the election commission, keeping in mind...
Mr. Mohita, letter and all is fine. I'm talking about what I see. You can keep writing as many letters as you want.
No, so we had said that the... First of all, we had commented that that we do not we don't need to go through the 8-phase election, but that was misinterpreted. We have again written to the election commission and urged the election commission that the remaining rounds of the election could be clubbed into one. Number two, we have all failed, and I agree completely with Mr. Bose that we have all failed. But having said that, now the Bharatiya Janata Party talks about that they are a party with a difference. Now I see the Prime Minister convening video conferences as to how to tackle the COVID menace. But the approach, the preparedness, and the strategy of the government in Delhi leaves absolutely no doubts in mind that they are hypocritical in what they preach and what they approach.
Okay. Ms. Chaturvedi, let me quickly come back to you. Then Mr. Nambiar and then Raghav Chadha can complete his point. Ms. Chaturvedi, see, the point is this unfortunate center versus state fight in the middle of the worst crisis that we are facing, far worse than the first time. This second wave is far worse. That has to be admission number one. Do you feel that we are not being honest politically to our constituency?
I'll just say a couple of things here. And, you know, political analysts, fly-by-night political analysts who come and start making it political, I'm not going to get into that. All I'm saying is that, yes, we can work in terms of cooperative federalism as well. Let's understand one thing. When our chief minister suggested to the prime minister in a CMPM meeting that you should increase the age, I mean, you should increase the scope of vaccination from anyone 45 with comorbidities was the first one, to anyone above 45 years of age. That was taken in a positive spirit by the Prime Minister of India. Secondly, when our state proposed that Hafkin Institute can manufacture a vaccine so that we step up the production of the vaccine, the Prime Minister, of course, it waited for 2-3 weeks, but the Prime Minister himself intervened and he's ensured that the vaccination drive should continue and we ramp up our vaccine production. And it will happen very much in Maharashtra, very much in Mumbai, in our city. So this is cooperative federalism. What you saw from the health minister was a very unfortunate attack on the state, like what Mr. Nambiar is sitting and doing. And maybe he's coming from the health ministry office for all I know, as a political analyst, disguised as a political analyst. But what he did was incorrect, where he said there is no vaccine shortage, but all states then, my letter opened up a can of worms, where we got to know all states stood up in arms saying that they don't have vaccines and the vaccines need to be provided. And that is how we realized that we have exported more vaccines, we do not have enough vaccine, and we haven't been able to ramp up our production.
Your response.
So that is why we've gone into answering those questions. The Prime Minister himself has had to intervene.
Mr. Nambiar,
that's the difference.
Mr. Nambiar, why can you not admit? See, the first step to solving a problem is admit. Yes, we miscalculated. To say that no, there was no shortage. I mean, when you see the action today, it is very clear that yes, there was a shortage. And to say who knew that the wave will be so big, of course, that's the job of the government to know. That's why you're the government, which means that you haven't planned.
The first thing first, I think I would like to, at least Priyanka ji has admitted that the government at the center and the corporate federalism, which is working very well, that is the reason if a chief minister is suggesting something, the center is listening and they are acting on it. I think in a health situation like this, there is nothing called as a center government or a state government. As the entire government machinery should work as a team and work towards the final solution, that is vaccinating every Indian.
But no, Mr. Nambiar, my question was very different.
Sanket, today what happened to you? You are giving enough time to everybody. You want Raghav Chadha was speaking for 7 minutes. And if you call me,
two BJP spokespersons are sitting on a panel, one disguised as a political analyst. That's why perhaps you're not getting enough time.
I'm a common citizen of
one,
India.
One more. Mr. Nambiar, you're not answering my question. That's why I have to interrupt and interject politely. My only point is, why don't you admit today? There is enough evidence now that we were short. And to say that who knew about the second wave is not a plausible defense.
My dear friend, a country of 1.3 billion people vaccinating, the world's largest vaccination, cannot be a foolproof one in 3 months. But in the 3 months' time, whatever as a country we have achieved is quite substantial. Why don't we accept it? But at the end of the day, we are all Indian citizens. We all need to be proud of what we are doing. We have two vaccines which are produced in India. I wanted to be proud of that fact. I want all of us to be vaccinated.
Yes.
Even my two kids, my wife, the entire my office, to everyone who is sitting here. But then there is something called as a dynamic situation. An MLA like Raghav Chadha would be knowing that it is not so easy at the ground to implement everything.
Let's listen in.
You named Raghav Chadha. Let me ask him. Raghav Chadha, Mr. Nambiar is saying it was practically not possible.
Sanket, as somebody who's on the field, as somebody who just returned from visiting the LNJP hospital, which is the largest COVID facility in Delhi, I spent hours there doing the rounds. As somebody who's on the ground, as somebody who's elected rep, as somebody who's a part of the Youth Brigade of India, I say this, and I say this in no uncertain terms, that we, number one, require vaccine universalization. These arbitrary eligibility criteria need to be absolutely removed. There should not be any restriction vis-a-vis one's age, vis-a-vis one's medical history, in order to be eligible to be administered the vaccine. Let's open it up for all. Centers across, even those centers that have the vaccine in the right numbers, are working at a capacity of about 25 to 30%. There is vaccine hesitancy. There is vaccine shortage. Both the hesitancy and shortage will be taken care of once you universalize it, remove the barriers. Even we, the young India, wants to get vaccinated. Fundamental right.
But Raghav, see, there are not enough vaccines.
Right, that everyone has. It is not just the reserve of the old and the ailing.
Mr. Chadha, the condition is very clear. We are not producing enough. So let's be practical. It cannot be opened up for all.
Just let me finish, please. If we are not producing enough, if we do not have the numbers, if we are not in a position to inoculate 135 crore Indians, then why on God's green earth are we exporting these vaccines? Why on God's green earth have we exported 64.5 million vaccines to 84 countries? What is more important? Global goodwill for the Prime Minister or the people of India?
Okay, quick, right to reply to Mr. Nambiar and Priyanka Chaturvedi.
To indulge in vaccine diplomacy or save the health of Indians. This
okay.
is one
quick right to reply, Mr. Nambiar, and then Ms. Chaturvedi to end the show.
I think, Raghav, you made a mistake today. One of the biggest mistakes today you made is that saying that a country, a responsible country, which holds almost 15% of the population, which is considered to be the vaccine capital of the world, is helping the countries which do not have any kind of a vaccination facility, then I think you are, as a human being, you are not a part of a global citizen.
Help Indians on humanitary ground. Go to hospitals. People are dying. People dying in Maharashtra and Delhi are saying, who is more important for the Prime Minister?
America
people
is not
of Nigeria or people of Delhi or Maharashtra?
And the same you are saying that why do you want to take
people
to
of
Nigeria?
People
don't
of
we have a commitment to the world? Don't we have a commitment to the world?
People of Mauritius or people of Maharashtra? People of Dominican or people of Delhi?
Who is more important? It's failing one by one.
It's an obnoxious argument to make. It's the people of India who vote for you. It's the people of India who voted for the Prime Minister. It is his responsibility to vaccinate.
One moment. Otherwise, we'll keep going on and on. Final word to Ms. Chaturvedi. Ms. Chaturvedi, the point is, there was nothing wrong with vaccine Maitri, right? I'm saying that nothing wrong, but not at the cost of hurting your own self, right? There has to be a balance which had to be struck. Do you feel that we miscalculated? Nothing wrong with vaccine Maitri.
No, there is nothing wrong with vaccine Maitri, and some of it was the contractual obligations that came because AstraZeneca, the Oxford University vaccination research was happening and SII was a part of it. So some of it was a contractual obligation, which we need to understand. However, taking that aside, we must understand that the health ministry erred greatly by not A, realizing there was a wave coming, B, also realizing the need to shield our own people by providing them with vaccine and motivating them to go to vaccination centers to get vaccinated and removing vaccine hesitancy. And the third part, most important part, if the health ministry was aware that there is going to be, we are going to run short of vaccine with a second wave coming and second wave right in front of us, then the health ministry should have allowed more vaccine emergency usage of approvals of vaccines. That has happened now after we are well within the second wave.
Correct.
And we have people dying across the length and breadth of this country. So these are three important points which the health ministry did not adhere to. Any advice given to the health ministry is responded with total contempt. And yes, I stand again in my letter also mentioned anyone above 18 should be able to get a vaccine.
Absolutely.
Simply because we are a young country with young working population.
You cannot
afford to keep them out.
At this moment, we cannot afford as a country, Mr. Nambiar, as a country, we cannot afford to have political contempt for one another. Nobody can. You cannot afford. All the actions that the government has taken right now were in some way or the other suggested to the government, relegated to the dustbin, and then taken out of the dustbin and accepted. And I guess this has to be accepted by the government, that they fumbled in their response. Admit it, and you will have support of everyone. Thank you very much. We're stopping for a short break. Be right back.